You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Politicians are something and not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Good morning, everyone. Dawn has the day off.
Don't laugh. Damn.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We do have absolute confidence in Mayor Pete. And I always say that, Secretary Buttigieg.
There are roughly 1,000 cases a year of a train derailing.
For him to minimize their fear, their concerns, what they're facing, flies in the face and is so demoralizing. And it reinforces that this administration continues to forget average Americans that are facing extraordinary circumstances.
Lynch for simply being black, with white crowds taking pictures of the bodies and mailing them as postcards. And some people still want to do that.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Good afternoon. The number, if you'd like to join us as every weekday, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. When you peruse state-run media, some days, do you feel like you're living in North Korea? That you're really not getting the full story, and in fact you're getting the exact opposite of what's going on? Happens to me just about every day, and I dare say it happens to you more than once a week. The point I'm making here today is this whole thing about what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio. It is just amazing. The disinformation that's coming out of the mainstream media. Let's just go over some of the stuff they're not talking about, okay? J.D. Vance, the freshman senator from Ohio, he's been there in East Palestine. And he was told about the fact that that the Norfolk Southern railway officials said that if you wanted to have your property tested and your water tested, et cetera, for chemical contamination, you had to indemnify them. You had to sign a document saying you wouldn't sue the railroad. And so that's been reported, but Vance heard it yesterday or the day before, and he had the inside line, being a U.S. senator, to Norfolk Southern. According to Vance, the response from Norfolk Southern Railway was that the liability waiver that they were forcing people to sign, property owners, was accidentally presented. Where is that story? In the New York Times, the Washington Post, on the networks. It's, you know where it is? It's nowhere. It's nowhere. Earlier this week, I should say, Buttigieg blamed everything on Trump, which was to be predicted. I mean, it's all nonsense. It's all technical regulations.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
He said he was constrained by law on some areas of rail regulation, specifically this kind of electronically controlled pneumatic brake, ECP brakes. Okay, so of course, every moonbat in America went nuts with that. It's Trump's fault. Orange man bad. He did it again. He did it to a county that voted 72% for him. White people wearing MAGA hats, driving pickup trucks with shotgun racks in the rear mirror, in the rear window. It was all nonsense. Buttigieg got called out on it by the National Transportation Safety Board chairman, Jennifer Homendy. She tweeted out, "Please stop spreading disinformation." And she was addressing this to the to the comrades in this, in the various Democrat cells who were spreading this, but it was spread by Pete Buttigieg. Even if the rule had gone into effect, this train wouldn't have had ECP brakes because it was not listed as a high hazard flammable train. I mean, again, this is, you know, technical railroad stuff, but it was a mixed freight train. But the fact is, Buttigieg was making it up. Again, I repeat, where is this story? Where is this story in the mainstream media? How about this one? Mike DeWine, we mentioned this one yesterday. Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, who's not exactly covered himself with glory here. He's a Republican. I spoke with the White House early this morning, this was yesterday, to address the need for federal help. As a result of this conversation, I have requested assistance, et cetera, et cetera. And FEMA continues to advise that Ohio is not eligible for assistance, not eligible for assistance at this time. Where is that story? Where's that story? All I see is there's a story, a follow-up story today, but not from any of the mainstream media. It's just from, there's one from Fox. That's the only place I see it. The White House is explaining, because a conservative outlet asked them, none of the state-run media asked them, why isn't FEMA helping out? If this had happened in Ukraine, they'd be lavishing cash pallets full of $100 bills on whatever tank town it happened in. But it happened in a Trump county in Ohio, in a Trump state. So they didn't get anything. So now they have an excuse. What East Palestine needs is much more expansive than what FEMA can provide. This is what they're saying now. FEMA is on the front lines when there is a hurricane or tornado. This situation is different. Yeah, you know what? You know what's different? A tornado is gone in a matter of minutes. A hurricane is gone in a matter of hours, if not maybe at most a day or so. I mean, there may be a lot of damage, but it's over and you can rebuild. I mean, they don't know what's going on here. So they're not, there's no sense of urgency here. There's certainly no sense of urgency from Pete Buttigieg. But they are running stories basically accusing anyone who says this is a problem of spurring wild speculation, as the New York Times puts it, spurring wild speculation, just because, as they put it in the lead, an unnerving aroma has lingered in the air. Usually when that aroma smells like some kind of chemical or poison gas, you tend to get worried about that. For many commentators from across the political spectrum, the speculation has gone far beyond known facts. This is the New York Times today, running cover for their fellow travelers in the Democrat Party. Right-wing commentators have been particularly critical, using the crisis to sow distrust about government agencies and to suggest the damage could be irreparable. If you get cancer, or your kid gets cancer, that's irreparable damage. They suggested that the authorities, railroad companies, and mainstream news media were purposefully obscuring the full toll of the crisis. Why would people feel that way? You know, after, I don't know, COVID, the balloons, claiming Afghanistan was a great victory, claiming that the Keystone Pipeline was a danger to the world climate. The Environmental Protection Agency has acknowledged that the situation is disastrous in many ways. Officials ordered nearby residents to evacuate before conducting a controlled burn, which released a toxic plume of smoke for several hours that was visible for miles. A toxic plume. You think it would have been a toxic plume if Donald Trump were still president, or would it have been a mushroom cloud? And don't worry about this, the New York Times says. You know, they all got trust funds. They all live in communities with doormen on Park Avenue. And then in the summer, they go to the Hamptons or they go to Martha's Vineyard. They if they have a place in Florida, it's in a gated community. They're not. What's wrong with you bitter clingers in eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania? What are you worried about? A chemical odor lingers because people can smell the contaminants even when they are far below hazardous concentrations, according to the EPA. And if you can't trust the EPA, who can you trust? Next thing you know, you'll be saying you can't trust the CDC or the FBI or the Department of Justice. Water testing found no indication of risk to public systems so far. Pay no attention to that woman who threw the rock into the pond and it turned into a bunch of rainbow colors and everything was boiling up. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who oversees railroads, has become a target of criticism for many conservatives. Mr. Carlson, Tucker Carlson, called Mr. Buttigieg flamboyantly incompetent and said his actions were uncaring, almost to the point of evil. Local media have noted that some fish were found dead in nearby creeks and some domesticated animals had fallen sick. An EPA representative said at the town meeting that the chemicals were lethal to fish, not humans. Don't you feel better now? You were silly. It's just going to kill fish. It's not going to kill you. And that the waterways were already repopulating with fish. Oh, isn't that great? So, you know, do you think you're getting the real story on this? Who do you believe? The fear-mongers and the wild speculation among influencers? They don't just say right-wingers. They say influencers and right-wing commentators. Or do you think you're getting the real story from the New York Times talking about how it'll be harmful to fish, but not to you? Just because all your chickens are dead? Just because your pets are lethargic and not moving and throwing up and not eating? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Who are you going to? These people are here from the government, and they're here to help you. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508, controlled burn. My plumber has to recapture the refrigerant from my AC unit or he loses his license. Then they light railroad cars on fire in Ohio. It's a controlled burn, pal, and don't you forget it. Pete Buttigieg knows what he's doing. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? If you don't like it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Smoke from a distant fire, from a distant plume. But it worked out nonetheless. You didn't have to say it was unplanned, Taylor, because it worked perfectly. Thank God it's a distant fire for us. It's not distant, though, if you're living in that area. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night. or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NossetBeachInn.com. That's NossetBeachInn.com. There is a story today. It's being overlooked by all the other nonsense that's going on, all the other distractions. The U.S. leads the rest of the world with $196 billion given or pledged to Ukraine. $196 billion. Some members of Congress are looking to put a stop to the superabundant spending by the U.S. government, including Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, who introduced a resolution to end military and all financial aid to Ukraine. How much more for Ukraine? Is there any limit? Which billionth dollar really kicks in the door? Which red line will we set? Will we not cross later? And it's called the Ukraine Fatigue Resolution. It has 10 co-sponsors so far. All Republicans, by the way. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, if you were in Congress, what would you vote to give Ukraine? More military aid, more humanitarian aid, both, or nothing more? $113 billion already is enough.
Nothing. $113 billion is enough. And again, we got another $83 billion we've promised them.
85% say nothing more. 7% say more humanitarian aid. 3% say military aid. 4% say both.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see it. And Mitch McConnell, how out of touch is that guy? He says this is the most important thing going on in the world right now. Speak for yourself, Turtle. 844-500-4242-508. So let me get this straight, says 508. You're drinking the same water that the fish are floating dead on top of. I'm sure it's very safe. Yeah, exactly. 781, there is a new fire retardant called asbestos. It's okay. We used to have a lot of that at City Hall. You'd come in on Monday and there'd be a layer of it on your typewriter, on your desk. A lot of people have died of that asbestos cancer who worked at City Hall. You got to be careful with this stuff, obviously. 508, Biden turned Ohio into a Iraqi-style burn pen. That's really a good point. He's always talking about the burn pit. The burn pit killed his son, Bo. And now, what are they doing in Ohio? And he doesn't care. His cabinet doesn't care. 508 says East Palestine can't be as bad as Obama's EPA polluting the Native American River with the heavy metals from the gold mine. Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that until today. I recall that as well. Remember it got no play. There were amazing photographs. They had turned this river that ran through, I think it was Navajo farmland, ruined the crops for God only knows how many years. And it was like the river turned fluorescent because the EPA was trying to clean up this closed up gold mine that had a lot of toxic waste in it. But of course they couldn't do it right because they're feds. So they knocked a hole in it and all of this toxic waste came into the river and it looked like a fluorescent river. Like it would have been, at nightfall, the river would have still been visible. It was amazing. And you know what? Whoever took that picture didn't get any awards. You know what? If it had been a Republican president and a Republican administration had done that, that would have gotten forget the Pulitzer Prize. It would have gotten the Nobel Prize, as KJP would call it. Ugh. So, welcome to North Korea. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
2018, Flint water supply. Remember that? That was a crisis. 2023, everything's fine in Ohio. Everything's fine in Ohio. You think in the end there'll be more than four dead in Ohio, as Crosby, Stills, Nash sang about, and Young maybe too? I wonder. 844-500-42-42. 508, it's the new Love Canal. Well, the New York Times is going to come down on you as a right-wing agitator and influencer. Is the EPA and the Department of Transportation going to sick the FBI on these people like they did on Catholics who attend the Latin Mass or parents who go to school board meetings to complain about transgender bathrooms? Is this going to be just because you're getting cancer because Pete Buttigieg doesn't know what he's doing, that doesn't give you the right to complain? This is Brandon's America that we're living in now. Come on.
It's so ridiculous, too, because when you think about how every single decision we make, we're told is bad for the environment or bad for our health or bad for this or bad for that. You're not using organic shampoo. That's bad for this. That's bad for. And then yet when there's billowing black clouds of smoke, the same people in our media are like, it's not that big a deal.
It's not billowing. It's a flume.
A flume.
Funny, 603, funny how us trucking hazmat haulers are held to higher standards for way less. Yeah, I know. 207, interesting, a balloon and then an environmental disaster, and voila, no more classified documents in the news. Yeah, it's funny how that works. I actually have a guy, I want to read something here before we do Grace's news. This was an American thinker today. The guy had found this on social media. It was just a cyber billboard. I don't know if I'm being distracted by vaccine deaths so I don't notice inflation, or if inflation is the distraction to Ukraine money laundering, or if Ukraine is a distraction for rampant pedophilia, or if pedos are distracting me from election fraud. That's a really well thought out meme. That's what it seems like, doesn't it, Trace?
That's brilliant, because I one time said to you how the only strength this administration has is that they come out with these scandals so quickly that you can't even focus on one for more than 45 seconds because the next one already arises. And I agree with the other person who wrote on Twitter and said, what the bleep does Pete Buttigieg have to do to lose his job? Because at this point, I mean,
he has to say, I've decided I'm straight.
Yeah, that might
that's
be it.
That's the only thing that would cause him to lose his job.
Yeah, and then you have the EPA chief who's telling the people in East Palestine, you know, trust the government. I know it's hard, but you really have to trust us.
Right. And the New York Times is quoting the EPA with no skepticism whatsoever. They lap up everything. Just, you might think it's the Russian collusion hoax, and they're talking about the P tapes or something like that. The way they're swallowing everything that the government tells them.
Right, and these government agencies, Howie, they've been lying so frequently, but also in relation to health things lately. Like when you think about COVID and vaccines and all of these things. How many times were we told, oh, pregnant women should get the vaccine? Oh, no, they shouldn't. Oh, yes, they should. So now if you have little kids in East Palestine and they're saying, oh, everything's fine, you can drink the water. Okay, for how many hours until you tell me that it's actually cancerous?
Well, I think DeWine changed his tune today, didn't he? Didn't he say earlier that it was okay to drink the water? He said earlier that you should be drinking bottled water. He said this a couple of days ago. Play cut 13 now. This is his news story today. Cut 13.
We never thought that the municipal water was contaminated, but out of an abundance of caution, our Ohio EPA took samples which were analyzed, and they in fact came back and were shown to be safe. You do not need to drink bottled water if you are on municipal water. If you get your water from a private well, you are encouraged to use bottled water until your water is confirmed to be safe. That, again, is just out of abundance of caution.
Mm.
The old abundance of caution routine.
I don't like the sound of that. And you know, it's...
Let's play J.D. Vance, the new senator from
Ohio.
Yeah,
he pulled this Aaron Brockovich. This is an Aaron Brockovich line.
Cut 14.
You know, it reminds me of that scene in Aaron Brockovich where she puts the water in front of him and says, if you think it's clean, we brought this water from, the community that was affected. Look, I think that if the EPA administrator wants to stand here and tell people that the tap water is safe, by all means, they should be willing to drink it.
Are you?
No, I just told Tom, I think that if I was living here, I would drink the bottled water for now. Better safe than sorry, especially since it's being provided for free. That's the guidance I would give. But again, you know, residents are going to make their own decisions on this. But my honest personal advice is I'd be drinking the bottled water right now. you know, it reminds me of that.
Yeah. Howie, that is one of my favorite scenes, too, because she says, I hope you like the water. We flew it in special for you from Hinckley. And they all look like they're about to poop their pants because they can't believe they've been drinking the water. It's true. It's like, I wouldn't trust anything that these experts are saying.
And then here's 603, you know, another one of these moonbats. Why don't you mention the bill Trump did not want to pass because it would cost more money for the train companies to install electrical brakes that would avoid accidents like this? I mentioned it earlier, 603. That was very fake news from Buttigieg. He lied, okay? The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted out that he was lying about that.
They actually used the word misinformation. I had an argument today with someone on Twitter, someone who's suffering from Trump derangement, and I almost, like, you don't know whether to cry or laugh when you're arguing with these people, because the person said, oh, yeah, you're blaming Pete Buttigieg for something from the previous administration. And I said, oh, did Trump collude with Russia to derail the train? Like, are you serious? And they say the same thing. And then I just responded with this article saying, this has already been debunked. It didn't even last for like 2 hours before someone from the safety community came out and said that this is not true.
I'm gonna 603. I'm gonna tweet out this thing. It's from, I've got the column from Breitbart, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You just have to look for it. It's like, oh, I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. I'm going to tweet something very stupid out, and then I'm just going to turn off my social media so I don't have to respond when the debunking comes in.
Yeah, and you know, the other cut, Howie, that I know you played yesterday of Pete Buttigieg on TV finally making an appearance and saying, you know, these happen all the time. They actually happen a lot more. Well, then why aren't you handling it better? If it's so common... If we have 1,000 of these a year, this is the best you can do is go into hiding for 10 days and then put out a Twitter thread blaming Donald Trump? Seems pretty weak to me.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay.
All right, Howie. A little bit of other news here, just to switch gears to something a little bit lighter. As you all probably heard in that excellent introduction today, Don Lemon was a no-show at CNN. I'm sure this was previously scheduled. He just had a vacation day on the calendar. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the comments he made yesterday about Nikki Haley, a 51-year-old woman, not being in her prime.
Yes. And now he went, he took part in a meeting, I guess on a Zoom call. I don't think he was there. But he was, again, apologizing, and he said some of his best friends are women, to boil it down.
No, he didn't.
That's what he did.
Did he
really? Didn't see that?
No.
Yes, Grace.
Some of my best friends are women.
No, he didn't put it quite in that way. Here, let me read it to you. This is in the New York Post. CNN this morning co-host Don Lemon gave a bizarre, rambling apology to coworkers and earned a scathing rebuke from his boss over his on-air sexist diatribe yesterday about Haley not being in her prime. There's the quote. The people I am closest to in this organization are women. The people I seek counsel to first in this organization are women. The person I'm closest to is my mother, comma, a woman.
Oh, unquote. Good for you. it's insane. How, you know what I think is...
His mother's a woman.
That's
fascinating.
That feels like a little bit of... That feels presumptuous on his part, okay? We don't know that. But one thing I wanted to point out, Howie, is if you go back and you watch the interaction, he keeps saying, you can Google it. And you're mentioning that the boss is upset with him, which I understand. But I was thinking about it like from your perspective, right? If I went on the air in my show and I said something and it caused this much outrage, wouldn't you be the most disappointed about the lack of preparation? Like, Grace, you had nothing else you could do except for spout off something and then tell people they could Google it. Like, is this what they're doing at CNN for pre-show research?
But this has nothing to do with research. He just can't stand those two women. And I don't think he can stand any women. I don't care what the hell he says about his mom.
I did read a quote that he does not like being part of a group act. He likes being a solo act. And that he doesn't want to be in Destiny's Child.
Well, he doesn't have any problem getting loaded on New Year's Eve with Kathy Griffin, though, does he?
Maybe this whole talk about in your prime, in her prime, is because he's not in prime time anymore. But I thought he told us that was because it was like a promotion. Howie, another story for you. Over 2,300 Disney employees signed a petition against CEO Bob Iger. Care to guess why?
Because he's come out against transgenderism.
No, actually, because he's ordering them to return to the office for work.
Oh, that's good.
So they're signing a petition.
That's the best thing I've heard about Bob Iger in a long time. My daughter, Tina, has 3 shares of Disney. She got it when she was born. I'm going to pass on the good news to her this weekend when I see her.
Yeah, Bob Iger ordered at-home employees to return to the office to work 4 days per week as the company tries to climb out of
4 days? Oh. This is cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the 8th Amendment.
Yeah, now employees are arguing that the policy change will lead to forced resignations among some of our most hard-to-replace talent in vulnerable communities.
Invulnerable.
We don't want to come back to the office, is what they're saying. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I bought my RAV4. I love the staff. I actually leased my RAV4 from there. I love the staff. Everybody there is great. You get a buying experience or leasing experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying the way you want it to be. Toyota of Portsmouth.com. Howie, one other thing really quickly here. Remember how the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Yes.
It had its catalytic converter stolen.
Yes.
Well, PETA is offering to pay for the damage if Oscar Mayer converts it to a vegan vehicle. Or as you would say, a vegan vehicle.
Sorry. Not happening.
I'd rather
I think I can speak with authority on that one.
I'd rather the Wienermobile never drive again than turn
right
into the vegan mobile.
Right. Put Pete Buttigieg in charge of pushing the Wienermobile. That would give him something to do, although I don't think he could move it very far. All right. Is that it, Grace?
That's it.
Thank you, Grace. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to elaborate a little bit on what point Grace made. About Pete was pretty quick to come out to say there's 1,000 accidents every year. Well,
right.
You've been in office for 26 months. What have you done? That's almost 3 accidents a day. What have
he's been on maternity leave. Excuse me, paternity leave. That's what he's been doing, Joe. You know that.
You can't breastfeed and make a few phone calls at the same time. Come on.
No, I know. He couldn't run South Bend, which is smaller than Worcester. I mean, not that Worcester's not a big place, South Bend's a big place, but he couldn't manage it. South Bend, I think, is like 35-40% black. They all hated him. The police department was falling apart. He couldn't manage a medium-sized U.S. city. How the hell was he going to manage a major cabinet secretariat, an agency? And it's an important agency. And, you know, this is one of those things. You never think about who's the head of the Department of Transportation. I remember Andy Card. He was from Massachusetts. He's a state rep. I knew him. He's from Holbrook, ran for governor. Nobody knew Andy Card. You know, I knew him because I knew him from the State House, but nobody outside the rest of the country knew who he was. Nobody knew John Volpe when he was the transportation secretary under Nixon, another Massachusetts guy. Nobody knew Elaine Chao except that she was Mitch McConnell's wife. But now, and the reason they didn't know him was because they were getting the job done, and it's not something that it's not a job you think about. It's a job it's a caretaker's job. But Pete Buttigieg has made it a major job because he's so bad at it. He can't get anything right. He just says stupid things like talking about the racist roads or the fact that there are too many white people, white construction workers, which by the way, isn't even true. And as anybody who's driven by a construction site anywhere in the last 5 to 10 years knows that. But all these cabinet secretaries. Marty Walsh was below average on a historical level, but he was better than most. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I work in Maine, and I work for a company, and I won't say who, but it's an environmental sort of company. We do testing on asbestos. We do testing on a bunch of other stuff, air quality and whatnot, and there's no way that the EPA or anybody in Ohio can sit there and say that the air is clean, there's nothing to be worried about, and the public is safe. That is just a bold-faced lie. Some of these particles that were released into the air when this happened, they'll stay in the air for days, if not weeks, and you can't see them. You can't see them with the naked eye. You have to put them through a cartridge that is run through a pump, and then you have to put them under a microscope to be able to see these particles. So I don't know who's
right. All this smoke is drifting east, isn't it? Towards New York State and then New England. I mean, isn't that what they always told us about acid rain? All these fossil fuel burning plants in Ohio and Pennsylvania they were gonna ruin all of our New England lakes. There weren't gonna be any more freshwater fish in those lakes because of acid rain. All the trees were gonna die. Right. So now they're telling us everything is fine. These are much more deadly chemicals than were being produced causing acid rain. Thanks for the call, Mike. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Hey, this is Brandon's second control burn screw-up. You remember last year they tried doing a control burn out in New Mexico, and they set the record for the worst fire ever in New Mexico because of the control burn that got out of control.
I do. I think it's coming back to me now, like the thought of that the EPA wrecking that river in Navajo country. Yeah.
Yeah, and they endangered Los Alamos Laboratories because the fire was so big, the biggest fire ever in New Mexico, thanks to Brandon and his control burn.
You know, Ronald Reagan always said, you know, the scariest words in the English language, we're from the government and we're here to help you. And it's truer now than it ever has been. It was true when he said it. I'm Howie Carr.